Oh, come, let us sing unto Yahweh. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For Yahweh is a great God, and he is a great king above all gods. And his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. His hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Well, let's just pray the Lord's Prayer. If you want to grab your Bible, Matthew 6, 9 through 13, unless we have it memorized or semi-memorized. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Matthew chapter 6. That is the Lord's Prayer for prayer today. Matthew 6. And why don't we be reminded today why we pray the way that we do. When you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. If ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Take our pamphlet here and turn to Psalm 107 for our psalm of praise today. Psalm 107, 21 and 22.
Oh, that man to Yahweh the Lord would give praise for his goodness.
Me, for in thy word I Thy wrath
lifts us to praise. Our sins, thou and iniquities, doth in thy presence place, and sets our secret faults before the brightness of thy face. For in thine anger all our days do pass on to an end. And as a tale that has been told, so we our years do our days and years we see. For if by reason of more strength in some foresore they be, yet doth the strength of such old men but grief and labor prove. For it is soon cut off and we fly hence and soon remove. Who knows the power of thy wrath according to thy fear? So is thy wrath, Lord, teach thou us our end in mind to bear.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just sang about how mortal you are and gave praise to God for it. That's something that you don't get out of your hymnals. Let's go to the book of Numbers. We are in the third chapter for a reading of the law, a reading out of the Old Testament. And then in the book of Luke, we are in the 16th chapter. Let's go to Numbers, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. We're just going to read 1 through 3, where we are going to hear about the consecration and the separation of the priesthood. Of course, everything in the Bible has a meaning, has something to teach us, and it's made for our edification and our learning, even if there are things that are not presently being done. So when you read this particular section, you will realize hopefully the meaning behind the firstborns, which we've discussed quite a bit this year, and ultimately a lesson that should be taught to us concerning Christ, who is the true high priest, and the priesthood is representing that in these few verses. Numbers 3, verse 1. These are all the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai.
And these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar.
These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office.
And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord, when they offered strange fire before the Lord, in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him.
And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the service of the tabernacle.
And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation in the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle.
And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel.
And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
And I, behold, I have taken Levi from among the children of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that in the matrix, among the children of Israel, therefore the Levites shall be mine.
Because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am Yahweh.
So Luke 16.
Care to read along? Well, Brother Christian's going to read us the Gospel in Luke 16.
You want me to read the whole chapter?
The whole chapter.
Alright, Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 31. Luke chapter 16, the whole chapter. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him, and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig, and to beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marries another commits adultery. And whosoever marries her that is put away from her husband commits adultery. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all of this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
Well, you may be seated. I think the most moving part of that whole story we just heard out of the parables of the gospel is where Jesus tells them, go and make friends with those who love unrighteous mammon and stop pretending like that's not what you like. You're going to be judged for it anyway. So get to it. Might as well send it up while you're alive, because there won't be no, there's not going to be anything for you in the afterlife. So, words that are wise and we can all live by. Likewise, what he says, if people will not hear Moses, won't hear the law and the prophets, they're not going to listen to the risen Christ. So if you think people obey the gospel, but they don't obey the law in some capacity, you're just trying to lie to yourself, according to what Jesus says. From Titus 3, 8 through 11. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God
might be careful to maintain good works.
These things are good and profitable unto men,
but avoid foolish questions
about the law,
and genealogies
about the law,
and conventions
about the law,
and trifles about the law,
for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is divisive on this wise after these first and second admonitions reject, knowing that he is subverted and he sinneth, being condemned of himself.
Therefore let us be careful to maintain good works and strive not with the law of our God.
If you have your Bible, go to Psalm chapter 32.
A Bible.
You have to think when a kid says Bible like bubble, if they get real confused when you get them a bottle of bubbles. Once again, take your finger and stick it in Exodus chapter 20 on one side of your Bible. And we'll start in verse 2. And Exodus 20 when we get there. 22. And so, whenever we get to the, let's see, when we get to the Selah in verse 5, we'll switch over to reading out of the Ten Commandments, and then we will go back to verse 6. Let's say it together. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my glory all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Turn your Bible to the sins that we all commit in Exodus chapter 20, and evaluate our heart as we read through them. Starting in verse 2. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. For I shall not bow down myself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Amen. Turn to Psalm 32, verse 6, and the rest of the psalm gives thanks for the forgiveness of sin and iniquity. Verse 6.
For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found, Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. But ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass them about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
Christian, would you end us in a word of prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day of grace and mercy, Lord. And we thank you that, that we were just able to congregate together on the Sabbath. Lord, we do thank you for the fourth commandment. And I just pray that you would put in our hearts a love for the fourth commandment even more. And for your holy calendar that you gave to us in your word, scriptures. You'd cause us to meditate on it more. And God, as your Son is the Word that was you and was with you, you'd help us to abide in Him and to bear much fruit for His kingdom on this earth. And just please help us to live righteous and holy and godly lives, God. Help us to work hard and just to be a blessing and a light and salt in this generation, God. And Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat, the fruit of the earth. We bless it. And just everyone that's listening in, that you would bless them. And please help them as they're going throughout their work week and whatever tasks that they have. Anyone that's maybe struggling with something, maybe a family issue or whatever it is, God, I just pray that they would trust in you and that you would comfort them, God. And Lord, just help us in all areas of life that we need, God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and help us to love you and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Bless this food that we're about to eat. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.